Russia's President Vladimir Putin is here in Washington today for the start of a three-day summit with President Bush. It's the fourth time the two leaders have met, and the visit will include a trip to the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas. They'll discuss anti-terror efforts in Central Asia, but the main focus of their meeting is President Bush's missile defense program. It would require setting aside the anti-ballistic missile treaty signed nearly 30 years ago. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush has on several occasions expressed his gratitude to Putin for the sympathy and support the Russian leader offered in the immediate aftermath of the terrorist attacks of September 11th. But this meeting is about an older issue. President Bush is eager to resolve issues surrounding the anti-ballistic missile treaty, which bans the kind of research necessary to pursue a missile defense program. Here's President Bush at the White House last week.
The ABM treaty is outmoded and outdated, and we need to move beyond it. It's exactly what I've been telling the president ever since I've been meeting with him, and my position has not changed.
Putin still likes the ABM treaty, saying it promotes stability in the world. In Genoa this past summer, the two presidents agreed to continue talks on missile defense, but also to work concurrently to reduce nuclear weapon stockpiles. That was seen as a breakthrough. Following that session, the American and Russian presidents held a joint press conference where Putin, speaking through an interpreter, talked of wanting to find a way past their differences.
The differences in approaches on a couple of topics is still there. However, what is more important is that both of us are aiming at partnership, to look forward, well-reasoned, well-balanced, carefully weighed approaches and solutions.
There has been speculation that this summit would produce a final agreement on the issue of missile defense, but lately the White House has been downplaying that possibility, saying the process continues to move forward and that's enough. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
This is a different relationship than the one that Leonid Brezhnev and Richard Nixon had, or even that George Herbert Walker Bush and Gorbachev had. And those meetings, the key moment was when the two sides signed an agreement that said, we don't want to destroy each other. And the whole world breathed a sigh of relief, and they turned the atomic clock back from midnight, because the only thing that we really had in common was our desire not to annihilate one another.
Following morning meetings at the White House today, President Bush and Putin will hold an early afternoon press conference in the East Room. They'll then adjourn and travel separately to Crawford, Texas, President Bush's ranch, where they'll spend two more days together. There'll be more high-level talks, but Mr. Bush also looks forward to having some personal time to show off his ranch to the Russian president, whom he calls his friend. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.